So, welcome back to Bodhicaya Avatara, chapter 8 on meditation, and we are going through, we have come to the end of the meditation on compassion, in the sense of, trying to understand and feel the equality of myself and others. And now this stanza number 112, the last two lines, in some commentaries, it's part of this equality, and in some other commentaries, these are explained as the beginning or part of the second part of the meditation on compassion, that is, exchanging myself with others. So therefore it says, and vice versa, why should it be hard to think of this, my body, as another's? You know, like, my body to exchange, you know, my caring for my body or caring for me and caring for others, when I see that caring for myself only generates all the negative emotions, aversion, attachment, ego, clinging, you know, hatred, attachment, jealousy, and all others. So therefore, I will harm others, I will do things that, you know, always try to run after things and run away from things, lots of fear, lots of attachment, lots of aversion, and therefore it brings so much suffering and pain. It keeps me into this, you know, the depth of the samsara, and so therefore it creates most of my problems, the sufferings and pain, and that will not allow me to get out of the samsara. So it has so many problems. But if I hold others as myself, or if I hold others as most dear, and, you know, working for the benefit of others as my main intention or main focus, then that will bring compassion, that will lessen my negative emotions, my ego clinging, and therefore aversion, attachment, therefore, you know, and I do lots of good things for everybody and lots of positive, you know, actions. So therefore, it will eventually bring, not only eventually, even now, lots of compassion, lots of peace, lots of fearlessness, courage, and therefore also, you know, wisdom, compassion, and I will do so many positive actions that I will soon, you know, free myself from the samsaric state of mind and become fully enlightened. So it has so many positive qualities. So therefore, if you understand this deeply, how can it be so difficult to do that? It should not be difficult. It should be the most natural and most wise thing to do. Even if you, you know, in order to, it's the best thing for yourself. You know, that's so. Therefore, we should. It should not be hard. It should not be so difficult. It should not be, it should not be impossible to do that. That's the first thing. Now we come to the actual kind of introduction. The gist, you know, the statement of the exchanging yourself with others, is 113. Perceiving now the faults possessed by I, the ocean of good qualities that are in other, I shall lay aside all love of self and gain the habit of adopting other beings. You know. Through the understanding of equality and through the understanding of why all my problems, sufferings, pain, you know, samsaric state of mind is torturing me, or how this samsaric state of mind is created with my ego and self clinging, and understanding how or why it is so useful for me, it is so beneficial for myself that I hold others, or the welfare of the others becomes the most important thing for me, then why not, you know, I should do this, I should exchange. I shall lay aside all love for self, or clinging to self. It doesn't mean that I should hate myself, it's not that. You know, this is another thing. Those people who think they hate themselves is another, you know, actually it's just, you know, a little bit wrong perception, you know. Actually, they are not, they don't really hate themselves. They are a little bit annoyed with themselves, you know, because you'd hate yourself because you are not good enough. You want to be better. You hate yourself because you are not how the way you like to be. You want to be something different, something better, something nicer, and all these things. So therefore, it's not like that. But you know, when you say that, you know, I should not have only love or only care for myself, and gain the habit of adopting other beings, adopting others as me, or as myself, or as important as myself, or as even more important than myself, because, or especially my ego, because, you know, too much too much possessed by my ego clinging, or me, or, you know, egocentric is actually the most strongest problem, actually, for myself. So when I see this, I should change this, you know. But this doesn't come easily, of course, because we are so much used to, we are so much addicted to, we are so much, you know, thousands of kalpas, you know, millions of kalpas from the beginningless time. We kind of hold on to this I, and then hold on to me, and, you know, I want this, don't want this, I don't like this, you know. So therefore, we always think that just trying to do according to the dictate of my self-centered ego is the only way to benefit myself, which is actually a wrong misunderstanding. And when I see this, then why should I not at least start to train, you know, start to change this perspective, start to, you know, understand a little bit so that I can, you know, slowly, step by step, you know, I don't need to force myself, but understand the importance of caring for others, thinking for the welfare of others, doing something for them, or immediately think about, you know, if I do this, what will be, you know, what goods will happen to others, or what bad will thing happen to others, you know. It is like it is said, you know, if I give this, what would I enjoy? What would I eat? That is the, you know, that is the egocentric, and that is actually what brings all the negative emotions. If I give this, if I enjoy this, or if I eat this, what would I give? If that kind of thought arises, that means it's a selfless, it's compassionate, it's kindness, you know. And this too, if you look a little bit deeply, the letter brings so much good for myself, you know, and not the other one. So this, then this is in Tibetan first. Dāni xuān jī yēn lāng yōng yōng tēn jiān zhūr xī jīn dāng zhāng yōng sī tō wā tōng yēn lāng wā nā gāng bā shā. So in this, of course, the last three lines is also there. Dō kā lū nā yēn dō tōng wā yā pā tē tā kā wā mē. Dāni xuān jī yēn lāng yōng yōng tēn jiān zhūr xī jīn dāng zhāng yōng sī tō wā tōng yēn lāng wā nā gāng bā shā. So then, to explain it now, there's a long and step-by-step explanation. Because this needs lots of explanation, because it's totally kind of opposite of the way all sentient beings, all human beings usually react or think. So first, you know, so to explain, how useful or important it is to take others on as myself, you know. So there, it is right to do that first. It is good to take others as myself. So there, chitar lapa lasupa luchi yelo yendutar tejin doi yelo to chishir luchi nam mendeus. So if you think that, you know, there are so many sentient beings and they are all, you know, others, and so many others, so many different beings, and very varied, you know, all kinds of beings are there. And how can I take them all as me or as part of me? It's impossible. It can't be. It is impossible if you say that. Then, you know, your body has lots of parts. the hand, you know, and all different fingers. The fingers are also not the same, they are very different. And then hand is not same with the feet, the way it is, how it functions. And then same with, you know, with your, like, your head, your eye, your ear, your mouth, you know, your body inside also, liver and lungs and stomach and, you know, all different parts of it. It's all different. But you see them, we always take them as part of me. And we have no contradiction with that. We have no difficulties with that, although they are very different from each other. So therefore, all the sentient beings also, you know, all they are different and they are, you know, not same and, you know, very different, you know, varieties and things like that. But they all suffer when they have pain and problems. They don't. They all are happier when they have more positive things. So therefore, you know, why it is not possible to take them all as kind of part of me, you know? And this is something we actually do, you know. Like we have a family. If I have a family which I love very much, and then, you know, if one of the members of my family gets sick or get a problem or difficulties, you know, it's as if I have problem myself. You know, I do anything and everything to solve their problems or to get them out of the problem. So when I can do that, why it's not possible for me to extend that feeling to all the beings, you know? So therefore, there is nothing impossible. It actually, we do it, you know, we do it even now in a small way, you know. At the moment, we do it to the family, maybe to our community, maybe to our village, maybe to our country, you know, and countrymen and things like that, but not to everybody. But why not, you know? And this is in English translation. Just as hands, just as hands and other limbs are thought of as the members of your body, can we likewise not consider others as the limbs and members of a living whole? There is no reason why we cannot think of the whole universe, all the sentient beings, throughout this, you know, throughout the, you know, throughout the space, wherever they are, in whatever form or kind or species they are, as part of me or part of my family or part of, you know, as much I care for them as I care for myself, or even more. Why it's not possible? It should be possible. But then you might say that that's not. It is possible, but I can't do it. You know, we don't have the ability or capacity to do that. Then, jada dami lunda la kambi don lunjo. Tegin sejen ye la yo kambi don lo chimishes. Just as in connection with this form devoid of self, my sense of I arose through strong habituation. Why should not the thought of I, through habit, not arise related to others, another? So same thing, you know. my body is so many things and so many parts and so many, you know, so many entities, actually, a collection of countless things. But because of my habitual tendency, that I hold it as me and my own, and anything happens to any part of this body, I say I am hurt, and you know, I am bothered, or I am, you know, I feel it. So if my habituation, you know, of thinking like that can do that to my body, why it's not possible? Why can I not? Why do I not have the capacity or ability to think of all the sentient beings as my own or as part of me? You know, it's the same as my family. You know, if I can think the, all the families, all the, you know, my children and my, you know, parents, or, you know, my loving family as part of me, or, you know, what happens to them if some members of the family have problem, and it's you know that it's same as having problem with myself. If you can think like that, why not to all the sentient beings also? So I stop here. Thank you very much. This is.